Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon.
I wish I had a big one to blow into that. Tell you have to stay for.
Well, I expected you to start talking.
Okay, well, yeah. Two cities who want to see blown up in the U.S.
Minneapolis and St. Paul.
You know what? Yeah, because no thanks to fucking the Somalians, but...
Yeah, we can't blame it on them, because some of them are really peace-loving people.
I know, it's the ones that are here on crooked Al-Qaeda kind of bullshit.
Yeah, because, you know, since that thing with Home Mall of America thing, and then they had the whole group of Somalians that gathered there saying no more violence and all that shit.
Yes, there is.
Well,
there
kind
is.
Of a story.
I was just reading a Quran reading that they had in front of an act of. But the thing is, we never know if it's going to be an act, but that religion is supposed to be peaceful. Everyone else is turning it around. The only big thing I want to say is all of our housing that's occupied by Somalians, and then they talk about the ones that how we were supposed to be a target, the third target on 9/11, and that failed.
Ha ha! Fucking failed.
And now there's a threat on the Mall of America. Why is Minneapolis St. Paul? Why do we have the number one? Why are we populated number one where they all forced to?
That's kind of what they're using it for.
Minnesota has the number one. Well, we've already had the reputation.
Yeah,
jerking
off
the cigarette. We've already had the number one rating as, or what we did, already have the number one state to run to if you want to go on welfare.
Yeah, it's mental.
Yep. But when they come here, they bitch about our fucking customs and shit, and then they hate it, and then we gotta change shit. Why is the U.S. changing
like,
our
do you remember
system?
That picture that I posted that said, if you don't want an American flag flying in front of your school, why do you live in the U.S.?
Yeah, exactly. Just like today, I was reading some bastard that claimed to be a vet, but yet he was putting down the U.S. It's like, I said, you know what, number one, every vet I've known ever, and I still know, never disrespects or talks to people like that. They don't cut them down and start saying, no wonder why everyone's going anti-Christianity and blah, blah, blah. You don't know. A vet does not talk like that. They do not. And the way he was talking, it was like a fucking immature creator. If not, you know. Anyway, I'm not depressing shit. I've seen enough of that on Facebook.
Uh-huh. I miss my friend Bob.
Spartacus, blow up the Taliban.
Oh, oh,
actually, no. The master martial art, the martial arts master that's running around over there with an axe and a frickin', I think it's an AK, blowing up and killing off the Taliban. Long live him. And may he have many followers and progress in an army and so on. He's a college professor from what I hear. Anyway. It's not cold.
I'm doing laundry.
Andy Carr! He's doing laundry.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! He's the only one sober tonight. We're a couple of drunk fuck chicks. So, of course, because why would we be on? We don't come on here sober. So,
yeah, fuck that shit.
So tonight. So tonight.
I can't. Now we have
some elephant.
You're saying.
Speaking of that, whatever noise you made the elephant sound.
So fuck.
That is awesome. I can't copy that. I heard elephantitis is really starting to.
Elephantitis of the balls.
No, elephantitis of the legs or whatever that shit is. I heard that that's really to. That's like turning into a pandemic somewhere. But you know what? The country that they have it, they don't have the drugs that we have because it's from the worms and sticks with you. Anyway, moving on. Systems.
What about
my
balls? My balls.
Well, anyone's in your list. Capital here.
Really? Huh. So one of these Al Al-Qaeda motherfuckers that are,
that's a great security precaution.
Yeah, that they're... Okay, that's one of the things I saw today that pissed me off, is how Obama's allowing all these fuckers in and giving them immunity to this and this, and they can all come to the U.S.
What
happened
about
all securing our border?
Why don't we all get that immunity then?
Because if we went over there, they'd chop our heads off.
Yeah.
But yet, here,
right,
like I hope
everything to accommodate
them. Okay, you go to Minneapolis, all of the high rises in the main downtown that used to be full of our people.
Freaks.
It's all Somalian. And I'm not being racist, this is a fact.
Yeah.
A lot of the coffee shops has turned into halal meat markets. And
but they serve people.
I don't know what the fuck, but all I remember is when I used to go on my little rides with some of my drivers that I rode with, I remember how scary it was going down there because there was just this awful energy. Just as soon as you pull in the parking lot, the whole building is like, just, and then over on Syndicate, where we went, they had that building, and that's, we've seen all that over there. And then I've seen the Housing for Humanities all go to Somalians. Where the fuck is the house? Okay, so our Americans are losing jobs to all these Somalians.
Especially the fucking veterans, man. They don't even get housing.
The veterans ain't getting shit. And why do we have veterans hanging out at the branch with no legs and they're down there like...
And they're
with the
whole fucking sign.
They're homeless, sitting on the street. Starving, and yet these people come to our country and they're not even here for a year and they got housing or they're living with somebody and then all of a sudden they have a house.
And they serve to fucking get these damn people into our country and all that shit.
It's disgusting. Now, what happened? Yeah, exactly. How come our vets are going over there? You know, why is Andy Parr's brother going over there and coming back and these motherfuckers that they're fighting,
well, even
assaulting and or
assaulting. Some are innocent civilians, just still, some of them are coming over here claiming to be innocent civilians, seeking a better life, but we know damn well that it's Al-Qaeda trying to set up shop undercover.
Like those motherfuckers,
exactly.
Tablets and smartphones.
So, yeah, so they're going over there to fight against their country, just come back for these motherfuckers to be in our country. That does not make sense.
Like the border in Mexico, too, it's not even that here. These ISIS people can infiltrate our country, but any of the Mexicans.
I mean, yeah.
Right through.
Right.
I wish my dude would do that and come up here and
you know, I know there's a time where we wanted to go to Canada, but now that's starting to get kind of crazy. I'd still rather be in Canada. I really
obviously, they're really fucking secure with their shit, so yeah, I would rather.
There.
Well, my last dude I would be safe with because of what he was and the time he served, what he did, and I think that stuff to deal with his back. But I know what he has access to. I know what he has. And I feel safe on his 10 acres because I know. So, and
the Canadian
got his own little army. So, say it.
Okay. I did this Canadian guy too.
Yeah, mine was a fucking know-it-all idiot. He knew.
Yeah, they really all
he knew it all, but all they really know all is what's in their pants. That's all they really know. They know what their think was, just like some of these other people.
You know what's funny?
Some, yeah, what?
It was Americans.
No. Obama.
Obama.
Yeah. Can't even talk.
No. One day we were at Grandma's house.
Got it.
I was messaging him on Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And someone sent a message that I was not really too happy about. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay, what the fuck? He was like, oh, I'm sorry. That was my friend. She's a joke. I'm like, okay.
Wait, who's the what? Who's the?
Remember David, Canada guy? It was after Joe.
No.
Right, you can't keep.
You can't keep
no,
talking
I hardly can, but no, this one time, remember, he used to fucking joke with me all the time. One time, he fucking sent me this shit. He's like, after that, he's like, I'm sorry, I cheated on you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. I cheated on you, too.
Oh, I'll get out of
time right now. Then he was like, are you serious, you fucking bitch? I was just kidding. I'm like, oh, okay. So it doesn't feel very good now. The table's turned around, does it? I was joking, and so was he.
You know.
All I know, but he got pissed off after I said that. I'm like, fuck you. Bye.
You know, first of all, it's like, there's certain people, like, with my Canada guy, I could not stake a, I mean.
What about a picture of my fucking floor fan on the
wall? He tried to stake a claim on me, but yet, you know, these guys who want pictures after pictures, but yet they can only provide you with one picture. And you don't know when that was taken. And then, you know, shit adds up, and even though, I mean, I kind of set myself up for that one, but still, is it really right to be trying to, I mean, make a relationship?
No.
Yeah, if you haven't even met?
No.
I mean, to my guy, Terrence, about web chat, video chat, is always one of what I'm getting myself into. Even though I know he's what who he is on the
does
picture.
Does he not want to do that?
I told him to deal with the web cameras. He's like,
that was a totally fucking long catfish.
But I also told him to, I know, you know. I also suggested, going to suggest to go on YouTube. So we could watch how to put a fucking webcam to a computer. The guy bought three of them and can't get them to work.
My God, obviously.
Now, he's not computer educated. He doesn't know. I mean, and I believe it. 52. He's kind of like, he's a motorcycle dude. He lives on the phone. He doesn't like to sit home on the computer. Somewhere time on the phone than we do on the computer. So I see that. The other guy, Vancouver, he knew everything about the computer, but when he had the webcam on, why didn't he want to show himself? He wanted to show his top plans.
Yep.
So, song.
We could get shot for a minute. We're going to go to a song. I think we're going to play Dax. I don't know what the song is. It's labeled Dax Side.
We're going to play Morphine.
No, I don't do that. It's Dax Side. It's probably Words of Fuck. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, we need to
it's that song, so we're going to play it. So we'll be back. Bye.
Why can't I remember anything?